one of the popular guys who's been with me for a long, long time. Barry Horowitz is back today of the law firm of Narasine and Horowitz and Associates, all about free living trust seminars for the month of February. And good morning, good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Brad.
Cold out there, huh? You're
yeah, it's cold,
you're
yeah.
For the area. Well, there's a couple of things that I want to ask you, as well as some of the things that we talk about regularly. First, my friends, I want to make sure to give you the telephone number, Carla's telephone number, right away, 860-548-1000. Okay, just write it down, 860-548-1000, because you'll want to make an appointment. We've got all kinds of information. And you know, you've got, well, you're going to stores, you're going to Farmington, Southbury, Danbury, covering all those areas. But a couple
yeah,
of...
a lot of seminars we're doing, yeah.
A lot of seminars. I want to ask a couple of things. This long-term care, what about that? What can you do, and what do you do?
Yeah. Long-term care is another way of describing it, is nursing homes, going into a nursing home. And the goal is not to lose all your assets in the process, because for so many of our clients, they do not have and cannot get long-term care insurance because it's too expensive, or they're too old, or they're too sick. And so what happens now is that they come to lawyers like us to create various kinds of trusts and deeds to protect their assets from long-term care. And these are things that can be put and added into a living trust package, a living trust estate plan, so that these assets can be protected. And for a lot of clients with long-term care costs now at about $165,000 a year. In fact, you know, Brad, Connecticut is the second highest, last time I checked, in the country.
Really?
Yeah, Alaska's the only one that's higher, I guess, heating costs. In any event, Connecticut's number two. And so this is a very big concern for a lot of people. And we're going to be talking about this at the seminars that are coming up, what you can do to protect your assets so you don't lose everything if you happen to go into a nursing home.
And I'm going to give you a rundown on where we're going to be. Something else, and I just want to talk a little bit about it, is how about divorce, lawsuits, all of this comes up now, doesn't it?
Yes. The another issue is when you leave your assets, let's say to your children, you don't want them to lose it if they get divorced after you die. I mean, they could certainly do that. They could easily lose half to their spouse. So what you want to do is protect that, and we're able to create trust for the children inside the living trust that can protect it in case they get divorced or they get sued.
Now what I want to do is I want you to get yourself a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and jot down where we are going to be, okay? And I'm going to do this first, and then we'll get into some other questions. On the Tuesday, February the 5th, okay, stores is going to be the place that we're going to be, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Continental Breakfast, Nathan Hale. I'm sure many of you have been there to the inn, the conference center, 855 Bolton Road. Okay, that's Tuesday, February the 15th, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then on Wednesday, February the 6th, you got that? Wednesday, February the 6th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., refreshments. That's at the Heritage Hotel at 52 Heritage Road in Southbury. We'll be there. And take that down. And again, we move on to Thursday, February the 7th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And this is Farmington with a Continental Breakfast, Farmington Gardens. I'm sure many of you have been there, 999 Farmington Avenue. That is the 7th, Thursday, the 7th of February. And then we move on to Farmington on Thursday, February the 7th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., coffee and dessert to Farmington Gardens. Again, we're going to be there for most of the day. And then on Saturday, the 9th of February, Danbury, Connecticut, 10 a.m. to 12 noon with that Continental Breakfast, Ethan Allen Hotel, which is a fine place, 21 Lake Avenue. And also in Danbury on Saturday, the 9th, 2 p.m. to 4. So we're in Danbury and a couple of these places twice. That's Ethan Allen Hotel again. And what you have to do, I want to make sure that you've got the telephone number, 860-548-1000, and you call Carla so that you won't miss these. And just quickly, can you tell them as far as the time goes and what you really get into?
Sure. Happy, Brad. It goes on for 2 hours, and then once the seminar ends, we have a really great question and answer period. That goes on typically for at least a half hour, sometimes 45 minutes. And that's my favorite part of the seminar, because now I can interact with the audience, and we have questions and answers. It's really great. The seminar itself tells a story about a couple, Bill and Mary, and their two children. And it talks about how they do when they don't have anything in place, how they do with joint tenancy, how they do with wills, and how they do with trusts. And so it compares all the key options in terms of doing your planning. And by telling the story, we show the audience how you can avoid the probate process when you die and often save tens of thousands of dollars, how you can avoid the probate process if you became mentally disabled. That can be even worse. And how if you're married and you're fairly wealthy, you can save a load of money in estate taxes. And then we touch on the other subjects that you talked about earlier today, which is we talk about some nursing home planning, we talk about some divorce planning for the children, and we even talk about remarriage protection for the couple. You know, people, the greatest area now where people are divorcing is seniors. That's what's growing.
Really?
That's where it's really growing. People are reaching a point now where they get into their 60s and even 70s, and they separate. They're tired of the marriage. And so one concern is, well, let's say you do that, you die, and then the spouse remarries someone who has their own kids. Well, who are they going to leave it to if they die next? They'll leave it to their new spouse. And who will their spouse leave it to? Their kids. And your
you
kids.
You have to work all of these things out.
Yeah, and your kids then don't get anything. So building in remarriage protections become a very big area. So if your husband marries Susie the housekeeper, or if your husband marries someone like Susie the housekeeper, or if your wife marries Enrique the gardener, then you don't have to worry about your assets not ending up in your kids' hands. So this is a very big concern right now. We talk a lot about that at the seminars too. So probate, estate taxes, marriage, and nursing homes.
This has really become a big deal, because I remember when you first started with me, it wasn't as big as it is now.
Yeah, the issue of divorces, remarriages, and nursing home protection has become very big fairly recently because of the cost and the potential of loss. So this is how you can protect your assets. So what you work so hard for will go to the people you love and not to other people. It's really very important.
Now, again, one of the things that impressed me when I went over to your office one time is how you put this all together. Because once you get, I call it the Bible, once you get the book that the folks put together for you, I mean, it's amazing what you do. As far as that is concerned. And how long does it take? and just go through some of the things that you do for them. I think, you know, when you're out in another area now, and as well as where you always have been, but again, what does it take, and how long does it take? Mm.
The whole process takes between 5 and 9 weeks to get it done from beginning to end. So it's not immediate, but it doesn't take a long time either. And what we are able to do for people in terms of follow-up, I think, is very important. First of all, when you become clients of ours, you can always call us free of charge, which is a big thing with attorneys. They normally charge
for
that.
Boy, it sure is. Wow.
Yeah, so that's a big issue, and you can always give us a call. You become sort of a member of our extended family. Every 3 years, we give you a free review. We have you come to the office and look at your plan, look at what you've been doing, and see if there's any changes that need to be made. When someone dies in the family, we give the family a free meeting to go over what needs to be done. And then also, when the laws change in any significant way that affects you, we send you out notices telling you what's changed and what you need to do to take care of it. So we give a lot of support. What we ultimately do for people, really, Brad, is we give them peace of mind, knowing they've got everything taken care of. And when people attend the seminars that we were just talking about, we give people a free meeting with us, a free consultation for an hour to an hour and a half. It has a value of $450, but when you come to the seminars, you get a certificate so you can come in and talk to us for free about your own planning with no obligation.
Now, I want to run down quickly again where these are going to take place, these meetings. On the first, the stores on Tuesday, February the 5th, stores 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Just jot this down, a nice continental breakfast at the Nathan Hale Inn and a conference center. That's on Bolton Road, okay?
855.
Excuse me?
855 Bolton Road.
855 yeah. Bolton Road, and that's at 1. Then on Wednesday in Southbury, February the 6th, 2 to 4, all right? And refreshments served. That's Heritage Hotel, 522 Heritage Road. All right, that's the 6th of February. And then Thursday, the 7th of February, 10 a.m. to 12 noon in Farmington. A continental breakfast, Farmington Gardens at 999 Farmington Avenue. And then also on Thursday, in the evening from 7 to 9 in Farmington at Farmington Gardens, again, 999 Farmington Avenue. So that's twice on Thursday, the 7th. Farmington Gardens, very, very popular, great spot. And then Danbury on the 4th, Saturday, the 9th of February, but Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Continental Breakfast, the Ethan Allen Hotel at 21 Lake Avenue exit. And Saturday the 9th from 2 to 4 again at the Ethan Allen Hotel, 21 Lake Avenue extension, and you'll be all set. And again, I want to make sure that you've got this number. Jot it down now. And this is something else that is very helpful. Don't wait to make the reservations. Get them made right away. 860-548-1000. 860-548-1000, and you'll speak with Carla. And she's very good. She'll get you all set up, and you'll be all ready for a seminar.
Yeah, the seats are filling up on some of these. In stores in Farmington, they're getting pretty full. We don't really want more than 40 people, so it's still personal and we can interact with them. So if you're thinking of stores or Farmington, I'd recommend calling now because I know they're getting close.
Well, again, and you get about How many people?
We want to get 40. 40 is a good number. We don't always get 40. Sometimes we get more, sometimes less. But 40 is sort of the right number, we think, to make the seminar really effective for people.
Okay. My friends, Carla is the one, and she is just a wonderful, wonderful person. 860-548-1000. And these seminars, I want to tell you, they are tremendous, and you are going to feel so relieved once you get that.
The big issue really with estate planning, Brad, is procrastination. Keep putting it off. People keep putting it off. By coming to the seminars, you can get things moving. The other problem is lack of knowledge, and we take care of both those at the seminar.
Okay, and again, my friends, Carla, 860-548-1000. Get that number down, and I'll tell you something, you are really going to enjoy the seminar.